It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. It's my job to help get you over the hump. This is when the show gets started. Every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer holding things down in New York City, Chris Persianen. We got a lot to get into. Okay, damn it, we saw an elimination last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers are no more. The Indiana Pacers advance. The Thunder, they take a 3-2 series lead against Jokic and the Nuggets. We got the New York Knicks trying to get the Celtics the hell up on out of here tonight. And the same goes for the Golden State Warriors. They might be done tonight if Minnesota gets the victory. We have a Baltimore Raven who got himself a brand new contract. It looks like we might have an adjustment with the college football playoff seedings. Speaking of football, this is a huge deal. I mean, they made it into a primetime event. The NFL is releasing its 2025 schedule in full. If you want to know what days you got to neglect your family, you want to know what days you got to take a trip, you want to know what days to schedule a baptism or a family event, you'll get a little bit of help in about 2 hours from now when the NFL starts releasing its full schedule. We even got a little bit of a teaser for certain teams, some of the Christmas games, the Thanksgiving games, the opening game. I'll tell you about these games in a bit. And of course, we'll talk about some of the notable primetime games and all of the games as they are slowly but surely revealed. Hey, you want to be a part of the show? You can. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. So much to get into. Let's not waste any time. Chris Persianen, how are you, man? You good?
I'm doing good, JR. Great to hear from you as always, man, and great to be here working with you. It's an exciting day, and like I said the other day, there's buzz in the air, man. We got Knicks tonight.
Hey, there's a buzz in the air in New York City. The Knicks fans certainly took over 7th Avenue following that victory against the Boston Celtics that have now pushed them to the brink.
They shut it down.
They did.
My drive home from this show? Ooh, nasty, JR.
I'm sure. As long as you made it back.
I'm back here now, aren't I?
Yeah, the Knicks are back trying to close things out tonight, not in New York, but up in Boston. And so when that game gets underway in about an hour from now, we'll keep you up to date on everything that rolls by as the New York Knicks try to shut down and shut out the Celtics. Now, before we get into basketball, there's more football news going on outside of what we learned or what we've seen so far and in regards to the schedule. Earlier today, a running back in the NFL just received the largest contract for a guy on the other side of 30 years old. His name is Derrick Henry. I want you to take a listen to this clip that came on by and through the pipe earlier today, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We have some breaking news from the NFL where the Baltimore Ravens have agreed to a 2-year, $30 million extension with running back Derrick Henry. That is the latest from our lead NFL insider, Jonathan Jones. Henry joined the Ravens as a free agent this past season after playing his first 6 years with the Tennessee Titans. He ranked second in the NFL with 1,921 yards on the ground and a league-high 16 touchdowns, helping the Ravens get to a 12-5 season and a division title.
Yeah, he did more than that. That guy went out there and helped Lamar Jackson move the football. Unfortunately for the Ravens, even though they went 12-5, they lost to the Buffalo Bills. By the way, it's not all Mark Andrews' fault. The guy dropped the pass. It's not all his damn fault. And in that game, in a losing effort, Henry went out and he had himself 84 yards and a touchdown in that loss. Derrick Henry is 31 years old. And now that he has this 2-year, $30 million extension, he's the highest paid running back that we've ever seen on the other side of 30. And forget the highest paid for a second. We'll give you the numbers in a second. Ultimately, he has already been the most productive running back on the other side of 30 for a given season. How about this? Last year, 2024, playing for the Baltimore Ravens, Derrick Henry rushed for 1,900 yards and 16 touchdowns. Yeah, playing alongside Lamar Jackson certainly has its perks. 1,921 yards and 16 touchdowns. I think an NFL team would sign up for that. I don't give a damn how old you are. And so he was already entering into the final year of a two-year, $16 million deal. And Derrick Henry basically took a pay cut to show up for the Baltimore Ravens just so they could see what was left in the tank. And now at this point, he'll be sticking around for three more years, 2025, 2026, 2027. And on average, he's now the fourth highest paid running back for an old guy at about 12 mil per year. Saquon is making 20. Christian McCaffrey, who, by the way, the 49ers and their fans, they better hope that that guy stays healthy. He's making 19. You got Jonathan Taylor of the Colts. He's making 14. And now Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, and Josh Jacobs, they're all in this $12 million range. Yeah, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson might as well be just peanut butter and jelly. Do us a favor, though. Well, at least do Ravens fans a favor. Shout outs to everybody listening in Baltimore right now. Can y'all get, you know, to like the AFC title game? Can y'all do that, please? I don't know. Maybe can you get to the Super Bowl between the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens? And, man, we've had callers call up. These guys hate each other. The fan bases hate each other. And I look at them the same. Y'all got these MVP quarterbacks. Can y'all get over the hump? Can you get past Patrick Mahomes? Can you do us a favor? Congratulations, Derrick Henry, getting all of the money. The guy's a battering ram, one of my favorite players to ever watch. Unfortunately, he squandered a lot of years hanging out with the Tennessee Titans. He was the team. He was out there getting everybody else paid just because they handed him the ball. I mean, they were able to run play action based off the fact that this man is just a juggernaut with the football. We got all these multiple linebackers, and we got to have two linebackers running on one team, and these guys are small and running over and running through and around people. Derrick Henry is running over you and through you. We don't have too many power backs that are just destroying the competition. Give me more stiff arms. Give me more shoves. Give me more face smacks. Congratulations, Derrick Henry. And good luck this upcoming season. I'm sick of the Baltimore Ravens going to the playoffs, going to the second round, and then getting the boot. I'm not saying y'all are the Pittsburgh Steelers yet, but damn it, y'all are running close. At least you got a franchise quarterback. And congratulations to Derrick Henry. That new contract, getting paid for an old guy. This may actually help out the running backs. Hey, look at Derrick Henry. He's still running. He's old. Pay me too. Good luck. Derrick Henry is going into the Hall of Fame. And that's the news that we got today. How about last night when we were on our way out of the studio? This game just ended. If you're Derrick Henry, you're happy. You just got paid. If you're a fan of the Indiana Pacers, you are also happy because you are actually going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. And no, well, it might be reminiscent real soon, maybe as soon as tonight, of some of the things we've seen in the 90s. But we'll see Halliburton. There will be no Reggie Miller. And just maybe, depending on what happens tonight, or likely at some point in time, these Pacers are going to take on the New York Knicks. But before we even get there, Halliburton losing his mind, 31 points, 6 of 10 from deep. Siakam, 21 points. The Pacers win the series 4-2-1. And the Cavs, well, the Cavaliers, they go home. You think about Donovan Mitchell, who's dropping 30 points here, 30-plus here, 30-plus there, doing it on a bum ankle. You think about Darius Garland, the busted-up toe. We have Evan Mobley, who missed a game with a hand. You got DeAndre Hunter or Mobley with an ankle. You got Hunter with a hand, missing time, missing a game. Were the Cavaliers, were they just too hurt, or were they too small? A couple of seasons ago, Jared Allen said, hey, we lacked heart. I'd be shocked if this team gets an opportunity or a chance to go out there and run it back. And so after being a number one seed, after all of the success, Donovan Mitchell pretty much said, you know what? Who cares that we were the number one seed? We went to the playoffs, we beat the Heat, and then we lost.
We had a lot of positives, a lot of, but you know, I told you during the year we're going to be judged off this. There's going to be a lot of talk. That's what comes with it. And we didn't capitalize.
Yeah, now they go home. Donovan Mitchell, he did continue on. He's just like, hey, by the way, I think everybody in this locker room is capable of going to work. He said we should be able to come back next year and run it back. But for what? So we can get the same results? So we can watch two small guards play with two giants and not get the job done? We got to switch things up just a little bit. I mean, as interesting of a team as they are, they would need a player like Jonathan Kuminga. They need a larger guard who can go out there in the starting lineup alongside Donovan Mitchell and just go to work. Because DeAndre Hunter is great, but he ain't getting his shot every single time. He needs a little bit of help. Cavaliers are going home to lick their wounds. And I will assume they're probably going to be taken apart to some degree. Not a full teardown, but a little bit of a tune-up. Meanwhile, who the hell would have thought the Indiana Pacers would have been here? You got Tyrese Halliburton, who's nothing but a pain in the ass. You got Ben Mathurin, who's coming off the bench and just providing you offense. You know, people never talk about Pascal Siakam because, hey, nobody knows what the hell Pascal Siakam sounds like. He's been in Toronto so damn long. But this Pacers team, Miles Turner, a veteran, they got a chance to go to the NBA Finals, which is kind of crazy to think about. They get up and down the court. Tyrese Halliburton pushes the pace. It's always at the top of the leaderboard when it comes to assists. Doesn't turn the ball over. Never really turns the ball over. Might have some crap shooting nights. We've already seen that he can go out there and hit a big shot. And he's thin. And he reminds people of Reggie Miller. And NBA players who did vote in their anonymous player survey said that Tyrese Halliburton is overrated. Yeah, he's so overrated. He's going to the Eastern Conference Finals. This is what Halliburton had to say about getting there.
It's a special feeling, to be honest with you. I'm not going to sit here and talk like I got so many years of experience. You know, I'm in my fifth year. But something I've learned from my vets and just being in the NBA for enough time is to not take winning for granted.
Yeah, you can't. You never know when you get that chance and you get that opportunity back. You think about the Cleveland Cavaliers, not able to get past the Indiana Pacers. They were the number one overall seed. People thought that the Eastern Conference Finals would be between the Boston Celtics and the Pacers. How did that end up? And man, if the Cavaliers advanced, you would feel comfortable. They would feel comfortable about not having to face the Boston Celtics. But at this point, maybe the New York Knicks would have been tougher of a challenge. This is a Pacers team. They haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals since last year. They weren't expected to do anything against those Celtics. Before then, it was 2014. 2013. Before then, you have to go back to the Malice in the Palace. It basically destroyed and set the Pacers franchise back. Now the Pacers are back. And in the 90s, when they were led by Reggie Miller, what an irritant. What a pain in the backside. Who liked Reggie Miller? Nobody outside of the state of Indiana. And Tyrese Halliburton is certainly following in his footsteps. This is a Pacers team that very well might go to the NBA Finals. And if you thought Tyrese Halliburton was overrated, and I think he's starting to enjoy being called overrated, he's going to enjoy it even more. Pascal Siakam says, Oh, that's right. He actually speaks. Pascal Siakam talked about going to the Eastern Conference Finals, and he said, you know what? We're not screwing this up.
Last year, like, we literally where we was at last year, and, you know, when we got in the summer, we talked about getting better. Like, you know, this is the opportunity now to get better, show that we took a step. And that's the mentality that we're going, you know, we have going into the next games is we have a real opportunity, and we can't take it for granted. I can't stress it enough.
Now, Pascal Siakam has been around for a while now. Young veteran. Indiana Pacers are going to figure out who they're going to face. Presumably the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks have an opportunity to close out the Boston Celtics starting in about 45 minutes from now. And then also later on tonight, the Golden State Warriors, they're trying to stave off elimination at the hands of the Minnesota Timberwolves. That game is in about 3 hours from now. By the way, Draymond Green got himself a nice $50,000 fine for pretty much insinuating that the officials were messing around with the end of the game to make sure that they covered the spread. It's just, congratulations, Draymond. At least this fine, he didn't get smacked 50K for punching anybody. Good for Draymond. That's what you call growth. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to give me a holler? You can do so. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got a lot to get into. NFL schedule release is coming our way in about 2 hours. I told you about the two basketball games we have today. It is Wednesday. I'll be sharing with you a new top six list, as I do every Wednesday. Today, we'll take a look at the top six NFL teams to watch in 2025. We're going to find out who and where exactly everybody is going to play. The NFL schedule will be released. And forget the teams or the games. I'm going to tell you about the teams. We'll do that 2 hours from now in a new top six list. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a bunch of things that took place this day in sports history. Happy Wednesday. I'm getting you over the hump. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're gearing up for all these basketball games tonight. Well, at least two of them, right? I mean, there's only two of them. Got the New York Knicks in Boston. They get underway in less than an hour from now. We have the Golden State Warriors in Minnesota. Both Golden State and the Boston Celtics, they are trying to avoid elimination. Hey, that's how it goes sometimes, right? You can't control it all. Meanwhile, I told you that we got a lot of NFL action. We're going to get into the NFL and its schedule. I don't want to say issues. It's not issues unless you're planning to be overseas like the Minnesota Vikings for 2 weeks. But we're going to find out the full schedule later tonight. The NFL is treating this like a holiday because why wouldn't they? The NFL treats everything like a holiday. But it's not just the NFL schedule that has been a point of emphasis or has been in the news today. College football is as well. And no, this has absolutely nothing to do with Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, thank God. The news related to college football today involves its schedule. And not the regular season, but specifically the playoff that we just saw. The college football playoff. Yeah, unfortunately, there are a lot of issues with its new expanded format. We've now moved on into 12 teams. We got automatic bids to the five highest ranked conference champs. We got teams getting byes. We got four teams that are basically getting a bye, the four highest ranked conference champions. And then we ended up with teams that didn't get a bye that were probably better than the teams that did. Squads like Texas, Penn State, Notre Dame, they had to go out there and play an extra game. For what? Just so we can go ahead and see teams like Boise State and Arizona State? Like, no thanks. How the hell did they get a bye? And so obviously there's a problem. There's an issue with the college football playoff. There's an issue with the seeding. They should just go straight through 1 through 12. Because we got teams that are much better than no disrespect to a team in the Mountain West. Like, what are we doing here? God bless Boise State. They deserve to get no bye, not over a team like Texas or Penn State. In these first couple of games in the college football playoff, these squads were getting waxed. And so everybody knows that there's a problem. Everybody knows that there's an issue. And, I mean, damn it, eventually we're going to get to more than 12 teams. We're going to blink. They're going to be like, hey, here's 16 for you. Just shut up and be happy about it. I think that's a little too much. But eventually we'll get there. And today, ACC Commissioner James Phillips, he was speaking with the media. And he was asked a lot of things. He was asked about the college football playoff, and he basically said, listen to me very carefully. I told you how I feel about that. We should have straight seedings, 1 through 12. Don't ask me anything else. And, of course, he was asked another question. Well, hey, without giving us details, Commissioner Phillips, what would change? What do you think should change? And this is what Jim Phillips said at his press conference.
One of the other things we'll have to look at is just seeding. And it just seems, you know, the straight seed may be the right thing for us to consider. But we'll get to that point when we get to that point, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, come on. There's such a thing called overthinking. Like, now we got 12 teams. We advanced from 4. And at one point, and I'm fine, let them battle it out since everybody cares so much. But now we've already de-emphasized, like, the importance of winning your conference. Like, the NCAA is just all over the damn map. I can't keep up. And eventually they're going to go ahead and expand. Like, I guess when you look back at it, how silly was it? Very silly. To just have lesser competition from lower-end conferences. Sorry, Mountain West. Just out here getting buys over some of the best teams competing in the best conferences, like the SEC. Like, there's a whole big conversation. What is Texas? What is Oklahoma? What are they going to do playing in the SEC? Well, damn it, we found out. And in the case of Texas, I'm hoping to find out a lot this year. I want to see Arch Manning. Thank you, God, that Quinn Ewers left. But I digress. What other sports league or organization has such a thing, has such a playoff? Could you imagine if Major League Baseball took the approach of, hey, let's do strength of schedule when it comes down to what the actual divisions look like? Like, if anything, you take the top two teams and then give them buys and just let everybody else run straight. And so I don't know how long this is going to take for the Power Four commissioners to sit down and figure this one out. But are they smart enough? Are they able to do it heading into the top of next year for 2026, the next time we have our playoff? I mean, knowing how college athletics works, it's going to take the next forever. That's how long it takes to get things done. Look how long it took for the players just to go out there and get paid. Switching things up to just go to straight seating is absolutely ridiculous. It shouldn't take that long. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. John is calling up from Rochester. John, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. How's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the Ravens and the early schedule leaks. The Ravens are supposed to play the Bills on Sunday Night Football to open the season, and that's going to be a big game. And I just want to know what you think about that, you know?
Well, as far as I know, that's not confirmed. I mean, if you could wait another 90 minutes, we could certainly get that confirmed. What am I supposed to say, John? I mean, these are two teams that beat the living hell out of each other every time they play. We just saw what happened in the postseason. Unfortunately, for the Ravens, Mark Andrews dropped that pass at the end of the game. God knows how it would have turned out. But they always play each other great, and so I wouldn't expect anything different if they open up the season on Sunday Night Football. But I'll tell you this. For these two teams, and I feel like at this point it's maybe about 3 or 4 years of saying it. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. I know you're in Rochester. Shout outs to everybody in Rochester, that Kodak building downtown. And with, what is the brewery called? Genesee Brewery?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the last time?
It's my favorite.
Oh, okay. When's the last time you were over there?
About 2 months ago.
Oh, damn it. It's my favorite, too. Have a double IPA for me, okay?
All right, JR. Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I love you, brother. Bye.
All right, John. Thank you for calling from Rochester. Yeah. Yeah, I know where the good stuff is at. Just the beer. I don't know about any other good stuff. Just the beer. Look, I don't care about the Ravens or the Buffalo Bills in their 12 wins. I don't care about the Ravens and the Bills in their 13 wins. I know we talked about even Derrick Henry. Congratulations to him. He's now making $12 million a year. Got himself a nice little boost of his salary. He'll be running the football for the Ravens for the next 2 or 3 years. It's a 3-year deal. Until he's just broken down. Come on now. We know that. I want to know what the Buffalo Bills do in January. I want to know what the Ravens do in January. When are one of these teams going to go out there and beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Has to happen. Haven't we learned that the NFL, dare I say, is not rigged? Haven't we figured that out yet? The Kansas City Chiefs didn't win the Super Bowl. The referees weren't looking out for them in the Super Bowl as they just sucked. We saw what the Eagles did. Eventually, at some point in time, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, one of these guys has to hoist the Vince Lombardi trophy. How long is it going to take? I feel like we've been waiting for a few years already. Hopefully sooner than later. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. Everybody real excited about the full NFL schedule release in about 90 minutes. Hey, thank you for calling, John from Rochester. Send me one of those beers. I think I can order one. I think. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We are going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll get into more NFL. That's pretty much the basis of our top six list. In about 90 minutes, I'm going to tell you about the top six NFL teams to watch in 2025. But when we come back on the other side, it's time to talk about the basketball game that is about 30 minutes away. The New York Knicks, with an opportunity to go to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in about a quarter century. We'll talk about the Knicks trying to eliminate the Boston Celtics. And then this is good news for the Golden State Warriors. I don't know how great it is, but it might be good. Apparently, Steph Curry is cleared for workouts. Don't expect to see him tonight, though. Don't expect that. We'll get into both of these subjects on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a newsflash. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to think. Yeah, use your brain. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We got one team that got eliminated last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers. They have gone fishing. And unlike what they did to the Miami Heat were already, they're already in Miami. They didn't have to go far to go fishing. They didn't have to go far to go on vacation. If you're in Cleveland, as much as Donovan Mitchell loves Cleveland, and he ain't staying there. Sorry about that. Tonight in Boston, in about 30 minutes or so, 20, 30 minutes, we're going to see if the Boston Celtics are going fishing. We're going to see if the Boston Celtics are done. It's a possibility. We know that Jason Tatum went down with that ruptured Achilles in their last game 2 nights ago. They wasted no time. This man had surgery yesterday. I mean, for all the talk about going for an MRI and this and that and checking that, they knew it was torn. They knew it was ruptured. And one thing the Celtics aren't ready to say is that without Jason Tatum, that this season is over. Come on, they still got the finals MVP from last season. Jaylen Brown, they still got him, right? Okay, you still got Derek White. Damn near played like an all-star this year, knocking down all the threes. You have a former champ in Drew Holiday. You have another champ in Father Time is undefeated, but this guy's still running. You still have Al Horford. You got a former Nick, even though he's been sick, in Kristaps Porzingis. And you still got this old crazy coach in Joe Mazzulla, who just a couple weeks ago, Jason Tatum sprained his wrist, had to miss a game. Joe Mazzulla was screaming at him from the other end of the court to get up. Talk about tough love. The guy had a busted up wrist, missed the next game, and he didn't even let the trainer go out there and check on him. How about that? Damn. I wonder what he did for his Achilles. I wonder if he sent him a good well, get well soon text or he told him to get up and walk on it. I kid. Anyway, even with all the names that I just told you and the reigning sixth man of the year, Peyton Pritchard, knocking down all the threes in the world, Kristaps Porzingis, and I don't know if he should be the one saying this, Kristaps Porzingis says, yeah, even though we don't have Tatum, we can still win this series. Listen to Kristaps.
We have the talent. We have a lot of talent. Even with JT out, even, I don't know, me maybe playing 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, we have the guys, and we've shown in the past that we can play still really good basketball.
Chris, did he say with even me playing 10 to 15 minutes? Did I hear that correctly?
JR, both your ears, left and right, are working.
Oh, my God. At least he's cognizant of the fact that he is... He hasn't been healthy enough to go out there and play.
But he's going to be in the starting lineup tonight. 10 to 15 minutes. I mean, oh my goodness. Get ready for 25, buddy.
Yeah, why even make the statement? Like, if you're Kristaps Porzingis, why even make the statement? Like, you ain't got no... After this, there's no more games to play. What is Kristaps loading up for two more games after this? What are we doing?
I understand them having the mentality that they need to be ready to play again and again and again, and then in the next round, and then in the next round, right? I get that, because you can't give up. You don't have those guys making the money they do in the building telling them, hey, guys, today you're going to mope and we're going to sulk. So I get it, but like you said, maybe not the guy to deliver that message. He mentions his own minutes restriction during it. What are we doing? Yeah, who are you hyping up?
Yeah, maybe not the guy to even say anything about that. Hey, just stop at that point, Kristaps. No need to... continue on.
He's writing checks and signing them as Jaylen Brown.
Well, he I know he wishes he had that cash. Maybe he would have that cash if he was able to show up and play. As someone who is going to play, and he probably going to play more minutes than Kristaps Porzingis. He's more experienced than Kristaps Porzingis. He's the old head in the locker room. That's Al Horford. Al Horford put in his 2 cents about the Celtics trying to stay alive tonight, despite having no Jason Tatum, and he provided a little bit more sense of a message. Al Horford said, man, we just got to stick together and come together to beat the Knicks and stay alive.
Do our first job, which is to, you know, win on Wednesday. That's the mindset. And as a group, we just have to, you know, rally together. Because obviously we've lost our leader and the guy that gets us going.
Ooh, he said it. Well, Al Horford said it. Wow. I think that's the first time that I've heard that. We've lost our leader and the guy who gets us. Damn, wow. Would he say that about Brown if he went down? Oh, wow. I know for years, oh, can you win with Tatum? Can you win with Brown? Well, damn it, they won the NBA championship last year. We know that's not going to be the case this year. We know it would take a miracle for the Boston Celtics to come back and eliminate the New York Knicks. This is done. The season for the Boston Celtics is over. I had people sending me messages going, hey, don't they have, the Knicks have to win one more game. Yeah, of course they do. Come on, we know that. Of course, there's everybody got a fly-in chance in hell. Of course, there's a small chance that you will see a pig fly. But all things considered, the Boston Celtics are done. this iteration of the squad is finished, and not just for 2025. By the time they move into the offseason, yeah, somebody has to get moved. Like this version of the team, we expected everybody just to wake up and go another 12 months and see the same team? Hell no. What are they going to do? Wait for Jason Tatum to get better in 2026 to 2027? Hell no. They got to trim some of that salary. They got to save themselves some cash. I'm sure the new owner is going to go, what the hell are we paying all this money for and tax money and salaries when are we competing for a championship? The answer is no. Let's cut some of the fat. Only makes sense. The Boston Celtics look like they could just kind of run it, and maybe they can for a few more years with Brown and Tatum. But even before Tatum went down, it's like, how long are they going to stay together? One day Brown is going to wake up, and one day Brown is going to want to be moved, or he will be moved. Or maybe he's like, man, life is too good up here in Boston. Who knows? Meanwhile, the New York Knicks, they actually have to play. They're not me. I just talk about it. I just watch. I just enjoy. That's what the hell I do. The Knicks actually have to go out there and play. Are the New York Knicks going to get the job done tonight? Well, if they do, they still have their leader. Last year, he was out with a busted hand. And the Knicks suffered for it. This time, knock on wood, he's healthy. You got Jalen Brunson out here giving the Boston Celtics the business. 29 points, 17 points, 27 points. Just had 39 points in Madison Square Garden and a 14-point comeback. The New York Knicks have just been the comeback kids. And Jalen Brunson, I don't even know if he's shows too much enthusiasm on his own podcast, but he was asked about how to win this game tonight in Boston. And this is what Jalen Brunson had to say.
Got to focus. Focus. It's going to be a great place to play, great environment. You got to focus. That's a great team over there.
Beat them. As simple as that. Beat them. This man knocks down these lefty threes. Gets to the basket when he wants. Got juking dudes out of their shoes under the basket for layups. Like, Jalen Brunson does what he wants. What a rare sight this would be. The New York Knicks going into Boston, eliminating the Celtics. Wow. This is the dream that people had last offseason when the New York Knicks acquired Mikal Bridges for all those first rounders that they had to give up to the Brooklyn Nets. This is what Knicks fans envisioned when they got Karl Anthony Towns right before training camp started. And for all the complaining, all the whining about Tom Thibodeau and his minutes, running the New York Knicks into the ground and all they're so hurt, the last time I looked, they're healthy. I mean, damn it, even Mitchell Robinson, captain injured, even Mitchell Robinson is out there helping out on defense. We know he ain't helping out on free throws. The guy's shooting below 30%. He's like making one out of every four free throw. How the hell you do that as a professional? All in between his ears, all confidence, by the way. The New York Knicks are healthy. We might see for the first time exactly in 25 years. Or we will see. Yeah, I said it. Celtics ain't winning three straight. I know people are going to play this back for me if it happens once in a lifetime. Good for you. Knock yourself out. But we're getting ready to see the New York Knicks take on the Indiana Pacers. Bring it on. You know, let's throw it back 25 years. I want to see the Davis brothers. Where the hell is... I can text them. Where's Marcus Camby when we need him? And Sprewell sitting on the bench. Allen Houston in the front office. This is crazy. Grandmama, this is nuts. Reggie Miller. Hopefully we don't have to listen to that poor guy call a basketball game. That's at least my hope. That guy is insufferable. And I think a lot of it has to do with just him. He's just an irritant. I wish his sister Cheryl would have beat the basketball out of him, but it didn't work. He became a Hall of Famer, and good for Reggie Miller. Knicks, they got to do one job, beat the Celtics. Later on tonight, well, Minnesota Timberwolves, they have to do one job as well. Minnesota Timberwolves have to go out there, and they have to beat the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors down to one loss, and they're out. And Steph Curry, as we all know, he ain't playing. We'll talk about the Timberwolves and Golden State Warriors later on in the show. The New York Knicks and the Celtics, they are minutes away from tipping off what could be the final game for the Boston Celtics season. Yeah, there will be no repeat. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We will take a break. And when we come back on the other side, I want to talk to you about the NFL schedule. We're also an hour away from that. Yeah, get your plans ready. I'm going to tell you about some of the games that we already know and that you should look out for. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.